you know, on the hearing before about having accesses for fires for people to get out. Well, there's a school right there, and if you're gonna max out the density, I think there needs to be sidewalk and some safety measures put into place there. So thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments? Yes.
I'm Heather Rasmussen. I live at 140 South Center Street. I was here for several of the discussions about the Alder Meadows development. And I think, first of all, I'm really glad to see that you're listening to the public voices and that you brought this up and put this on the agenda, because that really validates us being here and speaking and knowing that you are listening to us, and so thank you for that. One thing that may work, and I'm not, you know, a professional at any of this, but you know the laws and all of the zoning stuff. I know that one of the reasons that they were very opposed to so many units going in on that was the density. And it had been discussed of allowing the duplexes intermingled with single family homes, so it wasn't so dense. So you had a nice little neighborhood with some single family homes and some duplexes, if you could put that in the text amendment. So many, however many duplexes you want to build, there also has to be a certain amount of single family homes within that development. And of course that would apply only to your larger lots that would accommodate a development of that size. I'm a local as you come, and it's sad to see all the fields go, but I also understand Midway's an awesome place, and who wouldn't want to live here, you know? So I think that duplexes are a great way to allow people who can't afford a $600,000 plus home to take part in our great community. There's school teachers and policemen and firemen, I don't know, you know, our public servants who go out of their way to save our lives and whatnot, who can't afford to live in their own town. And so the duplex is something like that that would be a more affordable housing, allows for us to have a community with all kinds of people here, which enriches all of our lives. And so I think duplexes in and of themselves are a great thing to have. There was one of the Kohler kids who helps run the cheese factory who commented on one of the meetings with Alder Farms, and he can't afford to live in Midway, and he works here, and he was raised on the Kohler farm, and he luckily found a Hamlet condo that went up for sale that they could afford. But, you know, so stuff like that to consider. We really want to open our doors to people's children who've grown up here and who would like to move back and can't afford to buy the $1 million home yet or ever. And, I just don't want to see in the R19 zones, and that one right there that's in with all the other yellow R111 zones kind of seems out of place, because you've got larger areas of the R19 around, farther around on the perimeter, and that R19, and I know the one has already been approved, so you can't change that one, the Alder Meadows, but it's stuck right in there with all the R111s. Is R111 a more residential than single family zoning? I don't know what R111 is.
Yeah, R111 is quarter acre lots, and only single family is allowed.
So it seems logical, or to me anyway, that a lot of that maybe should go to the R111 zones, because there's so many single family homes in that area, and then you could do your condos, or excuse me, your duplexes up where you've got it, where there's a lot more of that together. So those are my ideas. Thanks.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments from the public? Seeing no further comments, I'll declare the public meeting closed.
I like Bill's answer.
I have a question to Michael. Michael, are duplexes allowed in the R17 zone?
Yes, they are.
That's okay, correct. So this doesn't affect the R17 at all?
Yeah, what's being proposed tonight wouldn't impact the R17.
Okay. Just the
R17. Michael, realistically, we don't have a lot more developable land in the R17 zone. How close to build out are we in the R19 zone?
There are a number of parcels that haven't been developed in the R19. Again, the biggest parcels are just north of the school, for instance. There's a field there, and then there's a really rather large area over just south of Main Street and to the west of 300 West that it's really just an open field. There's just a few homes there. And
yeah.
So that has quite a bit of development potential in the R19. So beyond that, there are some properties around an acre, but there are not any multiple acre properties besides those two. Now, there may be a few. I'll have to check the map to be sure, but they're very minimal if there are.
Okay.
I mean, I really enjoyed the last person's comments, because I think the issue is not so much the duplexes, but the clustering of the duplexes. So if there was a way in code, we could limit that. You know, you can't have, whatever, 10 duplexes together, only a couple at a time.
Yeah, and I think we could write a code to accommodate that. Think about the wording. I'd work with Josh on that. So, but we could come up with something that's the direction the city can, or the planning commission might go.
Because I also like Bill's comment about, because the duplexes increase your density, if you say, yes, you can have duplexes, but you have to have this many square feet, so we have an effective maintenance of the density. Because they're not inherently bad. They have some benefits to them.
Yeah. Lots of
benefits. A lot of benefits.
And we don't really want to turn Midway into, you know, we're a bunch of snobs, and if you want to be a fireman, you better live in Heber.
Mr. Chairman, I want to side with those who are in favor of the salt and pepper idea. I think it also provides, in the spirit of sort of buffering, like, you know, zoning, the Euclidean zoning concept, it kind of buffers one zone against another as they increase or decrease in density. And if the R19 duplex concept mixed duplexes with single family residences, it would sort of buffer that concept between R17 and R19, and then R111 where it's only single family residences. So that kind of appeals to me, and I think we need to be mindful. I know that there's strong sentiment about duplexes in general. I think they get a bad rap in many respects, and we really do need to provide relatively moderate housing for people who work and want to live here and can't afford the, you know, the kind of homes that are that Midway is sort of famous for these days. So that's kind of my feeling.
Okay. Are you suggesting that perhaps we should, rather than go after the current proposal, perhaps change the acreage and frontage requirements to create a more limited use but still allow duplexes?
And mixed with single family residences would be the concept that I would support. That I think, was it Bill that came up with that thought, or who?
No,
that was her.
Her out there. She's
yeah,
she's
right.
To blame.
So thank you for that,
yep.
Bill. B-E-L-L-E, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think what that would result in is going back to the staff, and if we have a consensus on the family, on the planning commission, mm-hmm. to go back to the staff and see if we can create a code text amendment that would accomplish that by mixing duplexes and single family residences in some fashion, if the acreage is large enough to accommodate that. Rather than just, you know, the axe approach where you either have duplexes or you don't in the R19. That make sense?
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
I have a question. Is there anything in code or city regulations that would, you know, force a property owner to maintain their property if it falls into disrepair, or you know, the yard is just overgrown and there's junk cars around?
Yeah, so we do have a nuisance ordinance.
Okay.
So it does cover kind of weeds, for instance. If there is junk and debris around a property, I sent out a couple of letters last week on that, actually. And so that's something that we do watch. We send out a couple hundred letters every year on weeds, but it's difficult to make sure everybody is taking care of the property. So that is a constant thing that we're watching. Okay. And there is a nuisance code.
And you get help from the neighbors who are bothered by it, right? So.
Yes.
What I seem to be hearing is we're leaning more towards a continuance to come up with some language that hits some middle ground. So is there anyone wanting to put forth a motion?
Your turn.
I think Bell would.
Right. Heather, you become an honorary member.
Well, let me take a shot at this. I propose that.
Can you get a microphone? It works out that your microphone's working.
Here, take mine.
Yeah. Okay. I don't speak loud enough. Okay. I propose that we ask that staff come back at the next meeting with a revised proposal that takes into account the idea of not allowing too many duplexes to be clustered together, that there be some mixture of duplexes and single family, and maybe also some options in regards to changing the side requirements and other things to also limit density and traffic.
I'll second.
Okay. I have a motion before us. Has been seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving right along.
Yeah, actually, we're going to make you the permanent chairman. You're doing such a good job.
Item number 7, which I suspect is the reason that we have most of the people here. The Midway Planning Commission will discuss potentially enacting a 6-month moratorium for new subdivision applications. The discussion is based on the need to update the land use code based on changes that were enacted to the recently adopted Midway City General Plan. Staff?
All right, thank you. As we went through our general plan revision last year, that was about a 12-month process. There's 9 chapters in our general plan. There were a number of revisions made to the general plan. Once they're made, the idea is you carry those ideas into the code. And so that requires us to do a formal code text amendment. We've just talked about 2 code text amendments in our last 2 items. So that requires a bit of effort to go through and write up a staff report, do the analysis, bring it to the Planning Commission, the City Council. As everybody knows, Midway is a great place, and a lot of people want to move to Midway. So we are limited on our time regarding how much time we can devote to those code text amendments. We have quite a few different projects that have been proposed. And one reason we would propose the moratorium for this time is we have a lot of projects, and if we take time, if we don't get those code text amendments approved, then the subdivisions are being applied for right now will not meet the changes that we're trying to make with the code. And so the idea would be to enact a 6-month moratorium, so it would give us time to go through the code text amendment process for the different items, have a discussion and a public hearing on each one of those items, and see what makes sense for the community. Based off of what's been written into the general plan. So just to go over what this would entail, and these are items that could be changed by the Planning Commission as we go through this, but 6 months is what's allowed by state code for a moratorium. No applications would be accepted for subdivisions in the R zones, which is the residential zone, so the R17 all the way up to the RA143 zones. Now, just to define that a bit more, we did adopt the rural preservation subdivision, which does meet a lot of the code text amendments that we would be looking at regarding preservation and open space.